WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rap music is over a decade old now, and as it's matured, it's also become more diverse. There are party boasts, sexual brags. You can even hear raps for hamburgers and soft drinks on TV commercials. But there's a segment of rap that's become very controversial, a more hostile style that brags about street violence, that is crude in its views of women and homophobic in its references to gays. The group Public Enemy, whose record Fight the Power was used in the film Do the Right Thing, has been associated with anti-Semitic comments. Rap concerts have been accused of inciting violence. Now there's a group called Stop the Violence. My guest Nelson George is one of the organizers. He's a music critic, Village Voice columnist, and the author of books about Motown, rhythm and blues, and Michael Jackson. Stop the Violence is a collaborative effort featuring such rap stars as Kool Moe Dee, KRS-One, Chuck D, and Flavor Flav. They've recorded a single called Self-Destruction.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, America's problem is
self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction. Self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction. Self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction. Self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction.
Well, today's topic, self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried because he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, because that's
self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction.
What are some of the problems that Stop the Violence was formed to address?
Well, the real spark, the first spark, was actually a incident that happened at the Nassau Coliseum going back a couple of years now. We were at a rap show. A young man was stabbed to death over a gold chain, and a number of other kids were really beat up pretty badly. And the media coverage of it, from the point of view of us who were involved, we in the rap community, as it were, was that rap music caused this violence. And it is our opinion that the same things that happen at rap concerts are no different than the same things that happen at public schools or in playgrounds or in city streets all across America. We have poverty, we have an incredible drug problem, we have a lot of other really terrible things going on in society affecting young people. And a rap concert is in no different venue than any of these other places where we have incidents of especially youth on youth crime occurring. So to blame a musical form, as the media tended to do, for things that really have more to do with ills in the general American society, we thought was quite unfair.
You mentioned violence at a rap concert a few years ago. That was one of the reasons that you formed Stop the Violence. What are the other problems that Stop the Violence was formed to address?
Well, I think that's really the bottom line is mm-hmm. to deal with the perception of rap music and to deal with the audience's perception of themselves. Rap serves as an alternative media outlet. It's one of the few places in this country where a black youth can communicate directly to other black youths ideas and concepts, feelings, emotions, without having to go through the censorship or the perceptions of the media. And when I say perceptions, even when someone is interviewed by a TV show or a radio show or whatever, magazine, it's still the interpreter who has a final say in what is said. Rap music is a place where people speak directly to their audience. And I think that was very important as well.
There are rappers from the group Public Enemy in Stop the Violence. And this is a group that's been criticized for its anti-Semitic comments, both on and off record. And in the recent Daniel Village Voice music poll, the rock critic Grail Marcus said that he refused to participate in the annual music poll because he was afraid it would further legitimize Public Enemy and the hate that they're trading on. I was wondering what you thought of the controversy surrounding them and of their participation in a group that's supposed to be putting out, you know, a positive message.
Public Enemy is the most important black artistic musical group to come out of rap. I think It Takes a Nation of Millions, To Hold Us Back is a record on par with What's Going On by Marvin Gaye 10 years earlier. I don't believe that Welcome to the Terror Dome is an anti-Semitic record, and I believe that Public Enemy is a very important group, and I don't feel that because there was attacks from outside of the community that should keep them off the record in any way. I think that they've made some bad moves, obviously, but I don't think that invalidates the bulk of their music.
I wonder what your attitude is toward the band N.W.A. And this is a rap group that's one of the most controversial rap groups now because in their raps they portray themselves as ruthless gangsters. In fact, they have a song, Gangsta Gangster, in which part of the rap is, take a life or two, that's what I do. You don't like how I'm living, then F you. And there's a lot of obscenity in it. There's a lot of very explicit language about crime. what's your impressions of them?
Well, I'm not a fan of all of the stuff they do. I think that, as many would say, they in many ways glorify some of the worst aspects of what's going on in the general society. On the other hand, I think a song like F the Police, which is one of the more controversial songs that they did, which basically attacks cops for, quote-unquote, attacking black youth, is as pungent a bit of social commentary as anything you read anywhere else. I think N.W.A. is important because, and have been popular without any radio play, because they articulate a lot of the rage and hostility toward authority that's in the black community today among black youth. The incident in Teaneck, New Jersey, where the young black boy was shot by the police under mysterious circumstances, and the riot that came, I think, the next day or the day after, is also a reflection of the same energy that creates N.W.A. Just as I said, what rap has become, and I think what makes it so frightening and such a lightning rod for so much controversy, is that it speaks without censorship and without fear to white America about some of the things that they don't want to know exist or some of the feelings that they're afraid of. And the bottom line is that a group like N.W.A., who I don't agree with everything they do, but I believe that what they say, for the most part, has a lot of validity in reflecting the attitudes of their audience. When you listen to N.W.A., you shouldn't be afraid of the group. You should be afraid of the fact there's a whole bunch of people who agree with what they say, and people need to be figuring out why they agree with what they say and what can be done about correcting the conditions that create those attitudes.
Got him.
What are some of the controversies now among black parents about dealing with rap music? I know some parents who really don't want their young teenagers exposed to the more explicit raps because they think it's going to create really bad role models, really dangerous ambitions for their kids.
Well, I think if they feel that way, they should be monitoring what their kids listen to. I also think they should also not let their children watch Miami Vice, which used to be on, or any of the other violent things that pass for entertainment in the United States of America. if they're concerned about images of young men talking about robbing and stealing, then they shouldn't also be looking at primetime TV in America, which is rife with images of young men robbing and stealing. The gun is one of the great American fetish symbols. You can't take rap out of the context of America. America's a violent country. It was founded on violence. It uses violence to assert its will around the globe. And the fact that black kids have picked up on the same fetishes of violence is not surprising.
There's a lot going on now in terms of labeling of records. And for instance, I mean, just recently, the record industry decided to voluntarily label records, things like parental warnings for explicit lyrics, in the hopes that voluntary labeling would prevent more legislation that would require labeling. What do you think of labeling?
Some people are against it. I actually think if we're gonna take the position that, as I do, that we don't want federal regulation, we don't want state legislatures deciding what's obscene and not obscene, then we have to give parents an opportunity to make these judgments. I think it makes sense. I think if I don't have any kids, but I have nieces who are 10, 11 years old, I think it's good that my sister can look at the record and make some kind of judgment. Well, what's on this record that I should be concerned about? So, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it in that level. Voluntary stickering doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. You recently wrote that for you, rap music was both a professional and an aesthetic inspiration. What were you getting at there?
Well, my career has really been based, I mean, I started writing professionally in the late 70s. I was working at a newspaper called the Amsterdam News, which is a black newspaper in New York City. And rap music was born at just about the same time that I was sort of growing up, coming of age. I saw a lot of the famous, now legendary hip-hop guys in the Bronx and Harlem and Brooklyn. And most of the early pieces I sold to the Village Voice were rap pieces. And throughout my career, it's been rap music, which I think has informed a lot of my listening and also my attitudes toward the general society. Precisely because rap has expressed so directly the attitudes of the everyday black kid or everyday black person is why it's so valuable. Almost singular. I mean, singular any in terms of genres of American music right now. We could take any sampling of quality rap records and put them in a time capsule and open them up in the year 2020 and have a much better idea about how a great many Americans lived in this particular time period than we will from almost any other expression. And in terms of music, at least, I mean, I don't think you get a lot from most of the mainstream rock and roll about the nuances from attitudes toward the government, toward what people wore on their feet, from sneakers to Jeeps. Rap records are really a catalog of pop culture in a way that almost no other form of music is.
A few years ago, when rap was just getting started, a lot of people thought that it was just the latest novelty and it would come and go really quickly. That, of course, hasn't happened. And you say that the question is no longer will rap last, but who's going to control it? Who are the various parties here vying for control over rap music?
Well, I mean, it's amazing the changeover. I mean, what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing guys who start out in hip-hop with me, who are my peers, who are sort of like in their early 30s now, who are now getting jobs as head of promotion departments at record companies. So you see a lot of that energy that came off the street becoming part of the mainstream. And I'm a little worried that everyone's going to turn into three-piece suit guys in a minute. So that's what I'm getting. I'm getting at the co-optation of the talent may lead eventually to a watering down of the music and a watering down of this rebel attitude, which spawns N.W.A.'s. Because I think if you just have Young MC and Tone Loc, you're not having what it is about rap that's exciting.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A group like N.W.A., they can't possibly be played on radio with the language that they use.
And that's the whole point. They can't be. And why should they be? If they can sell a million records without radio play, then they're not, you know, then that means that there's something legitimately exciting about that record that people don't need radio to tell them what to buy. And I consider prospects of that, considering the narrow vision that most radio programmers have of what about music is about and what our society is about. The fact that groups like this exist and that they can be successful without the structures that exist for controlling music is very positive.
So you see a parallel here. On the one hand, some of the rap is getting more and more into mainstream, on commercials, on TV, rap styles getting integrated into mainstream hits. On the other hand, you've got groups like N.W.A. getting more and more extreme in their lyrics, both in the language that they use and in the stories that they're telling.
Well, I'm funny, you say extreme. I mean, I would say the dichotomy between a young MC who's damn near a black Republican and N.W.A. is quite a large gap. But on the other hand, I don't see, quite honestly, what the things that on N.W.A. records are any more extreme than reading the New York Post. I mean, the same things are in there. People are getting killed constantly. The New York City, this was just, I think, came out the other day, is the murder capital of United, or at least the robbery capital of the United States.
I guess,
that's what rap records do. They, unlike most other forms of popular music, are not narcotics. They don't put you to sleep. They slap you in the face with the reality of what's going on.
I guess the difference between the Post and N.W.A. is that the Post is going to report that it happened in very flamboyant language, maybe, but in N.W.A., the stories are told from the perspective of the person doing the crime.
And that's what's it. And that's, I mean, the thing I also think about rap music is that I, maybe just because I see these guys, and I think sometimes, in the same way that people can go see a Rambo movie and walk away and not feel that Sylvester Stallone is Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a rapper sings a song from the point of view of a perpetrator doesn't mean he is the perpetrator. What he is he's taking the point of view of that person to tell that story, in the same way that Bob Dylan took the point of view of a lot of different bad people over the years to tell the stories he wanted to tell. I mean, I think people are dropping their artistic guard because they're offended by the message and not looking at the artistry of the message. You can't divorce rap music and take it as a genre that's different from all other forms of music and use judgment on it that you wouldn't use to describe Mick Jagger singing Sympathy for the Devil.
Nelson George, thanks a lot for doing the interview.
Okay, thanks.
Music critic Nelson George is one of the organizers of Stop the Violence and the editor of a new book by the same name. Profits from the book and from the group's record Self-Destruction are being donated to the National Urban League.
To merge, we live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so
a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction. Self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction.
This is Fresh Air.